brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
You got to develop that coach-player relationship at a high level so that they are comfortable talking to you. And if they're not comfortable talking to you, you better figure them out as people where you can listen without them saying a word. But I just think you got to listen. You have to have a ton of energy. It's your job to bring the energy every day and understand what makes each of them tick and care about them.
Del Leonard has been the Mountain Home Arkansas High School girls varsity basketball coach for the past 25 seasons. The Lady Bomber basketball team has reached the state playoffs 22 times during his 25 years as head coach. During Dell's time as the girls basketball coach, the Lady Bombers have reached the Final Four in the Arkansas State Playoffs 8 times. Coach Leonard attended North Arkansas Community College in Harrison, Arkansas from 1987 to 1990 and joined the United States Marine Corps in 1992. He was an active duty Marine for 2 years and then entered the Marine Corps Reserves from 1994 to 2002. In 1995, Coach Leonard graduated from Washita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, with a Bachelor of Science in Education degree. In 2004, he earned his Master's of Science in Education degree from Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, Arkansas. During his time as a student at North Arkansas Community College and Washita Baptist University, he was a 4-year letterman on the baseball team. Dell has coached other sports besides basketball throughout his career at Mountain Home. He was an assistant coach on the 1997 5A State Championship Bomber baseball team, and in 2008 and 2010 as the head softball coach, he led the Lady Bomber softball team to the 6A State Championship. Coach Leonard was also the Mountain Home head boys and girls golf coach from 2015 to 2018,
and from 2020 to the present.
After you're finished listening to the show, hop over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review to help others in the basketball community find the Hoopheads podcast. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. You can find every episode we've ever recorded on our website, www.hoopheadspod.com. Hey, Hoopheads. This November, our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are offering $3,000 off the CT, the best shooting machine in the world. And you can also get $1,000 off their home machine. Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. You can also check out their holiday gift guide to make shopping for the hooper in your life as easy as can be.
Hey, this is James Leith from Unleash the Athlete, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Grab a notebook and pen so you're prepared to take some notes as you listen to this episode with Dell Leonard, girls varsity head coach at Mountain Home High School in the state of Arkansas. Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Plinzing here without my co-host Jason Sunkel tonight, but I am pleased to welcome back to the Hoopheads pod for his second go-round with us, Dell Leonard from Mountain Home High School in the state of Arkansas, the girls varsity head basketball coach. Dell, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Excited to have you on. Looking forward to we're going to do a little speed round, which will be something different. This will be something new, Dell. We're going to be able to dive in and do something completely. You're going to break new ground for us. So before we do that, though, give us a quick hitter for anybody who didn't listen to your first episode, a quick 30 seconds on your background.
Okay. I've been at Mountain Home High School here in Mountain Home, Arkansas for 28 years. This is my 28th year. My high school coach was the boys coach here. I got out of college and had a stint in the Marine Corps. And then when I was done with that, I contacted my high school coach. He got me on as in any way he could, just, you know, assistance to, you know, several different things. Was helping him, helping the high school girls coach, Janet Wood. She retired within 3 years after I had come on board. She encouraged me to apply for the girls job, coaching girls basketball, which I never thought ever that I would do. And I ended up interviewing. I got the job. And 28 years later, here I am.
First question. What is your favorite day of the coaching year?
Favorite day of the coaching year is Sunday.
And why Sunday?
Because it's, you know, it gives me a chance to get to school. We have to practice on Sundays because we travel so far. Our shortest travel game is 3 hours one way in our conference. That's our conference. And that starts in January and February. And the reason why Sunday is my favorite day is because I can get to school and prepare for practice early that day and watch film. And I don't feel rushed. I got plenty of time to, and usually I feel really prepared going into practice.
Makes sense. I think when you're, as many of us know, no matter what profession you're in, but certainly as coaches, definitely being pressed for time. So when you think about the opportunity to sit down and be able to really plan and catch your breath and go into it fully prepared, I can see where that is a day that, man, you probably look forward to each and every week, especially once you get to that conference season.
It really is. You know, there's so many things that we think of every night. Oh, we got to cover this tomorrow. We got to do that. And all that does is that gives me that little extra time where I can dot those I's and cross those T's.
All right. Next question. Your biggest superstition. Do you have a superstition?
Oh, gosh. Playing college baseball, I probably got a lot of them. I would say, you know, if we win a big game wearing a certain shirt or pants or whatever, as silly as that sounds, I tend to go back to that same outfit, I guess.
I think you're not alone in that. I'm sure there are lots of coaches that have some article of clothing, let's put it that way, that becomes lucky as you go on a winning streak.
Right.
Funniest thing that's ever happened in a practice.
Oh, gosh. We had our high school principal at the time, who is actually one of our assistant superintendents now. She had a little boy who would get off the bus with my daughter. They were probably, I don't know, third, fourth grade. And they would come into practice because we went a little bit after school. So once they got off the bus, they'd come to practice. And he was a character, and he used to get on his little scooter and ride around the gym, which he didn't bother us at all. And I was squatted down, really intent on the sideline, watching a 5-on-5 session of us putting in some man entries versus, you know, for half court. And we had stopped, and the girls were all staring at me, and I was talking and giving instruction. And he decided that he wanted to go full bore and tackle me and, while I was squatting on the floor. And it was quite a moment.
those are the ones that you live for, right? That everybody who was there in that gym and on that day is probably still telling that story. Those
every
are the ones.
Every time I see them. Every time I see them.
I believe it. I believe it. All right. Next question. What's the newest thing that you've added to your coaching toolbox in the last year? Is there something that you're doing differently? Something, whether it's actually on the court X's and O's wise, whether it's culture, whether it's just something you've read, is there something that you've added to your repertoire in the last year?
No doubt about it. When I was working Snow Valley in 2017, I met Dave Severns with the Clippers. And I never will forget him saying, I can't remember who asked the question, but somebody asked, what would you do different if you were coaching in high school again? And he said, I would press from tip to buzzer and I'd shoot a lot of threes. And we have never been deep enough. I've always wanted to do that since then. And you can pick and choose different little moments, but we've never had enough depth on the bench to press like that. And I've always wanted to. And this year we have a really nice group and a lot of sophomores that can play. And sometimes in girls, sophomores can have much more of an impact than sophomore boys. And so we're probably about 9 or 10, 11 deep right now. And I have committed to that. And we are having a lot of fun. Players don't stand on the side. Kids get conditioning with the ball. I love it. I love the tempo. I love what we're doing. And we're shooting a lot of threes, but we're also not getting the 3-point flu. We're trying to get 2 feet to the paint, get to the rim, get to the free throw line, and then play off that with getting open threes. And it's fun. You know, the kids are having fun. And, you know, when you're having to walk it up and face five and play a controlled game, it's hard to involve a lot of kids and keep them entertained and interested. And you got to get creative to do that. But now it's just, hey, this is what we're doing. And we build up and we get into it. And also in Arkansas, we have the 30-second shot clock. So we're definitely going with tempo. So I would say that tempo is something that is the new thing for us right now.
All right. Next question. What's your favorite off the court moment? If you can, obviously, I'm sure there's a ton, but when you ask that question, what's the first thing that pops into your head as an off the court moment that sticks with you?
Man, I would have to say that when we have our banquet and our seniors speak, there's not one particular player or one particular comment that I can say stands out over any of the others, but just when you hear them say, you know, thank you for not accepting our second best effort, and thank you, you know, it's like we had our Hall of Fame banquet a couple of weeks ago here at Mountain Home, and I used to coach softball, and our 2008-2010 team went into the Hall of Fame. And I know we're talking about softball players, but these girls also played basketball for me. And for them to say, Coach, you always said that every coach should have the goal to help young people become successful in life. And you did that for us. And that it means a lot. And just hearing those girls recognize that and their parents recognize that is really special. But those moments from those players, I would say, would be my favorite.
All right. Next question. What's your best piece of advice for a male coach who is coaching a girls' basketball team?
Listen, you know, but before you get to that point, you got to develop that coach-player relationship at a high level so that they are comfortable talking to you. And if they're not comfortable talking to you, you better figure them out as people where you can listen without them saying a word. And you better know, invest in them. You know, but I used to, when I first got the job, I coached girls just like boys. And, you know, the thing about girls is they'll run through a wall for you and they're super loyal, but they just got to know why. And I'm not so sure that all athletes aren't that way today, but I just think you got to listen. You have to have a ton of energy and bring the energy. It's your job to bring the energy every day and understand what makes each of them tick and care about them. I mean, girls are wired differently, and some of them do need to be challenged as far as, you know, verbally at times. And that's what, and some of them, when you develop that core relationship, that really good relationship with them, they'll tell you, Coach, I need that. I need you to get on me pretty good and push me. That's what gets me going. And then also that trust where one says, hey, that doesn't work for me. And just figuring out, especially with females, what works for them individually, and then really trying to develop that team and that team bonding, and where they really care about each other. Because some people think that's really difficult with girls, but it's not. It's really not. That's really what they feed on, and that's what they want. And so you got to create those situations where they are coming up with solutions and answers together. And you got to go above and beyond to have team dinners, to have get togethers, to put them in situations where they're growing internally, but they don't even realize it, and then making them think it's their idea. But listen, care, and bring energy every day.
Yeah. I think you got to give them that space, right? To be able to create those relationships. I think that's the key, is you have to put that type of environment in place. And when you do that, then you get to see those relationships and the types of things that you're talking about, you get to see those things flourish.
And Mike, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Get a really good female assistant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. That's huge, because it might take them a little bit before they really talk to you, but they'll be a lot more comfortable talking to her. But you better be someone you can trust.
Right.
You better be loyal. But if you get a really good female assistant, she can keep a lot of problems from ever even developing.
Excellent point, and I think one that's very well taken.
Looking to grow your coaching? United Basketball Plus has over 3,000 plays and 45 deep dive courses with some of the best minds in the game, including Tyler Costin, Paul Kelleher, Tobin Anderson, Dave Love, and more. You can also view their United Basketball clinics and receive 50% off in-person clinics. United Basketball Plus has partnered with Jordan and Joe's Decision for their skill development curriculum. United Basketball Plus is a one-stop shop to help you grow as a coach, leader, and culture builder. Follow the link in the show notes and use the code CLINIC to receive an annual membership for just $50.
Go from a serious question to a less serious question. Do you have a go-to pregame meal? For you, not for your players, for you.
No.
No?
It's usually just trying to get something to eat whenever I can. You know, for me, for road games, it's wherever we stop. You know, again, we travel so far that we have to stop and feed them. So it's wherever we stop. At home, a lot of times, our athletic director's wife will cook a really big meal for the coaches, and they'll have a nice spread in the athletic office. But right now, my pregame meal will be something that's low carb because I'm trying to lose some weight so I can actually enjoy the season.
I'm sure you're not alone in that goal out there. You know? I'm sure you're not alone. What is your favorite game day tradition? You can take that question whatever way you want to go with it.
Just walk through. You know, it's not intense. You know, we've done our work, the hay's in the barn, so to speak. You know, it's just getting out there. You know, I learned as a younger, you know, when I was younger, I was probably too wound too tight. And I think the kids can see that and it affects their play. And now it's like we've done our job. We've done our work. We've worked really hard. We have absolutely prepared. Now let's go take advantage of an opportunity. And, you know, a lot of times my wife is my assistant and she, you know, talking about having a good female coach, a great female coach, she makes all the difference in the world. And literally I'll let her, you know, go through the shooting drills, maybe even handle some of the walkthroughs. And you won't ever see me setting down in practice unless it's a walkthrough. And the whole purpose for me setting over there and kind of crossing my legs and having a side conversation with the athletic director is just to let them know I'm relaxed, I'm confident, we're prepared, let's go.
Next one. What's been the most fun part of it for your family when you think about them being a part of your coaching life? What do they enjoy the most about you being a coach?
I think the kids, the players become part of their family. And it doesn't matter if it's my brother in Little Rock, you know, especially with live stream today, and which is one of the very few things we got out of COVID. But, you know, it's the live streaming. He can watch the games, and used to it was always had to listen to him on the radio, which is a great thing to have because a lot of schools don't have that. But the fact that they embrace it, they love it. I don't know. This is kind of sounds kind of cheesy, but I don't expect it from them, but it's almost like sometimes that they feel like that being the coach of such a great program and such a great school that they almost feel like it's like a celebrity status. So to speak.
Yep.
I don't expect that from them.
Right.
But still for them to think of their brother or their son or uncle, you know, I mean, that's pretty cool for them to put you there, even though you don't feel that way or you don't expect them to feel that way.
Looking back over the course of your career, what opposing coach or team have you had the most, and again, this question, there's probably a lot of answers here, have you had the most respect for or the most friendly rivalry where you're friends with that coach, but you respect the heck out of what they do, but every time you get on the floor with them, you want to compete? Is there a particular coach or a particular school that fits that bill for you?
Oh gosh, right now, Carla Crowder, who was at Cabot, Daryl Fimple at North Little Rock, who I think's actually been on, or we've talked about him being on the show. I know this next lady has Leslie,
yep,
Bird or Leslie Henderson now from Watson Chapel. Preston Early from Rogers, Vic Rimmer from Fayetteville, Ricky Smith from Northside. I would put all of those people in that category. And I know that I'm missing somebody. I know I'm Clay Reeves from Greenwood. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Of course, you got 28 years and some of those have either retired or about to retire, you know, kind of came in together and cut our teeth and just had some wars, but there's just a tremendous mutual respect there. And I tell you, it's not just the respect for the coach, but as you alluded to, the way their kids carry themselves, the way they play the game. I mean, that's what I respect. I mean, we played a lot of teams that were good and a lot of teams that I like the coaches and I'm friends with them, but I did not respect the way their kids acted. And, you know, but those people that I just mentioned, and I could go on and I could tell you a lot more. Sherry White, who we were at some wars with Harrison, you know, it's just, gosh, it go on and on and on. But that for me is what you said, the mutual respect, because you know how hard they work. You know what they demand of their kids. They uphold a high standard, and their kids definitely represent their school and their community and their team and their families the right way.
If you had an opportunity to sit down with a coach who has just graduated from college and they're getting into the coaching profession and they're going to take over, they're a young coach, they're going to take over a program for the first time. If you had to give them a piece or two of advice that you think would get them off on the right foot, what would be that piece or two of advice that would help them get started?
Well, as a young coach, you don't need to worry about X's and O's because those are out there everywhere. You're going to learn those and you just got to figure out what works for you. But number one, first and foremost, that being a young coach, every parent is going to try to be your friend. And you can be friendly with them, but you cannot be their friend while their kid's playing for you. You can't go play golf with them. You can't go fishing with them. Can't go out to eat with them. And you know, that's the number one thing is you can be friendly with them, but you tell them. And even if their kid's in the first grade and you stay at a school for 20 years, when that kid gets to high school, you're going to have to, during that time, quit doing things with them because it doesn't work that way. And so I would just say that. And then I would say, find yourself a mentor, an older coach, whether it's in college or someone that's older that wants to give back, and hook into them and have them on speed dial. Go watch their practices. Go sit down and do chalk talk with them and just have them on the phone where if something comes up and you don't know how to handle it, you better be able to call them.
Last question. Okay. What is the one thing in your coaching career that hasn't happened yet that you are still looking forward to the day when it does?
Well, I think that just about everybody would say win a state championship.
Right.
I would say the perfect game. You know, I don't think you're ever going to shoot 100% from the field, but maybe a game where you don't have any turnovers, a great balance in, you know, getting to the rack and getting to the free throw line and creating rhythm threes that you hit, not missing a rotation on defense, not missing a block out. That would be something I would love.
Del, we have just completed the very first Hoopheads Pod speed round. I don't know who had more of a challenge in the speed round, you or me, especially because I wasn't necessarily planning on doing a speed round. So I was speed rounding the questions in my own mind as you were answering the previous speed round questions. So hopefully our audience will appreciate the fact that both of us were quick on our feet and trying to think outside the box here. Del's second time on here. He's been on numerous times with the Coaches Roundtable. He's one of our mentors in the mentorship program. So like we talked about, if you're a young coach and you're looking for a mentor, there's nobody better out there than Del Leonard. And again, Del, before we get out, just share how people can connect with you real quick. And then I'll jump back in and wrap it up.
You bet. My number is 870-421-1090. And you can call or text. If you call and I don't answer, I'll get back to you. But I'd love to help however I can. I've had so many people that have been great to me that have given back. I want to follow their lead. My email is dleonard@mhbomberes.com.
Dell, cannot thank you enough for being willing to jump on and just extend your day beyond your coaches' meetings and practice and everything else that you have going on. It's time for you to probably get home to your family. And again, can't thank you enough for being a part of it. And I know that as we continue to grow, you're always going to be one of the guys that's the pillars of what we do. So again, thank you. And to everyone out there, thanks for listening. And we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.